In studio here today, and it is time for our Community Connection, and it's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, as well as Tall Grass Motors. And we also wish to include, of course, our friends at Arvest, who are putting this on our Facebook Live. So we are all set and ready to go, and We're seeking prayers today. Actually, we're going to be providing some prayers a little bit today, too. I'm Tom Davis, and I'm all set to go here with our guests today. And I have just lost everything here. But so, good morning, young lady. Please introduce yourself.
Good morning, Tom. Thank you for having me. My name is Deb Cook, and I'm here to talk to your audience about the governor's prayer breakfast.
Now, that is coming up, what, the 18th?
Yes, it's Tuesday, February 18th. It'll be at the Bartlesville Community Center. Mm-hmm. Breakfast starts at 7. We will have slides and music starting at 7:15. And then 7:25, we will have a simulcast, which is coming from the Cowboy Museum in Oklahoma City with the governor, and we'll have speakers.
This is really going to be great. And the purpose of this breakfast and this event, we're doing this before sessions start, where things get rolling, right?
Right, exactly. Governor Stitt and Sarah have a strong belief in the power of prayer. In fact, I actually have a quote from Governor Stitt that I would like to share.
Oh, great.
Sarah and I share a strong belief with fellow American Oklahomans in the power of prayer. Prayer is a gateway for change. It calls us to action, and it stirs our hearts and minds for justice and for mercy. Our hope is that the Oklahoma Governor's Prayer Breakfast will become an annual tradition of the state, coming together to start the new year and a new legislative session with prayer. Prayer for elected leaders, prayer for our communities, prayer for the children in our state, and prayer for wisdom in the big challenges we face.
We're speaking with Deb Cook, and she is the coordinator for the local governor's prayer breakfast. How long have you been planning this event? It seems like it's going to be a big one.
Yeah. I just looked that up this morning, and, you know, it doesn't seem like it has been that long, but we started working on this in October.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
It really doesn't seem like it's been a lot of work. Mm-hmm. I have a little over 50 volunteers on our prayer and advisory mm-hmm. committee. And what I do with them is I send them information on what we've done so far, prayer requests for the event. Mm-hmm. And then from those little over 50 volunteers, we have about 6 on the steering committee. And we're the ones who put the details together, the venue, the food, all the details.
Lots
that
of
need
coordination.
To be worked out. So, yeah.
Now, is this event sponsored by any party or group or company?
It's Governor Stitt's idea. He actually, back in October, he asked about 14 cities if they would be interested in being a site. And we were one of those, and we said, of course, we would be. So it's not a political party. It's everyone just coming together for prayer. It's just a group of volunteers. So it's not really an organization, except that we're here to volunteer, and we all believe in prayer.
Deb, do you need tickets or anything to show up?
No tickets, no RSVP. There's no charge for the breakfast. Mm-hmm. We will have donations available to help with the cost of putting this event on.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is a big event. Is this something that's going to be an annual event from moving forward?
Governor Stitt, his hope is that this will become an annual event. He's calling this the first annual Governor's Prayer Breakfast. And, yes, he does hope to keep it going.
That would be a great mm-hmm. idea. We are talking about the Governor's Prayer Breakfast, and we have Deb Cook in here with us. And she's the coordinator for the local Governor's Prayer Breakfast. This is going on the 18th, and it's breakfast. But folks might have to, ditch out for work or something like that. Are they going to be able to, migrate out if they need to?
Of course. We understand that people work and will have to leave if their work if it's necessary for them to leave. So actually the simulcast goes until 9:05, but they can leave at any time that they need to.
So the governor will be speaking on a screen?
Yes. So he will be at the Cowboy Museum in Oklahoma City, and we have a simulcast that will be presenting him.
Now, we were talking about the different sites in Oklahoma, and we were asked to drive one, 14 of them. I guess this is dotted all over the state, from the panhandle all the way down to near that Texas border.
Yes, it is. And there are other cities that are now involved.
Oh, great.
Cities who heard about the prayer breakfast that wanted to be involved, and they wanted to be a site as well. So they all filled out an application, and it was either yes or no, you can be a site. I'm sure that most of the ones that filled out that application, are going to be sites. Now, I don't know how many sites there are, but I'm sure there are quite a few.
I imagine when that came out, there was this very familiar phrase, pick me. We'll do it. We'll be happy to do it. Mm-hmm. So this is really going to be nice. Is this a formal event, come as you are, business casual? How are we to present ourselves?
I think come as you are.
Okay.
Some people will be going to work afterwards, so it's business attire for them. Some people will be coming and, going back home.
You're going to catch a lot of folks and a lot of different changes through the day.
Exactly. And children are welcome.
That's a good thing. That's the next
children,
thing I was going to ask.
We want to teach our children to pray and that prayer is important. So if you want to bring your children, you are more than welcome to.
Deb Cook is with us. She is the coordinator for the local governor's prayer breakfast. If someone, wants to know a little bit more, do you have a Facebook page or something out there, or a telephone number folks can call?
I have my phone number if they have any questions.
Sure.
I've been receiving a few questions.
Why that?
918-914-9808. 918-914-9808. We are asking pastors. Dory, in fact, has been sending out emails to about 100 pastors in the community, and we're asking them to come and help be facilitators at the tables for prayer, getting the news out to their congregation and just inviting a lot of people. We have 304 seats to fill in the community hall at the Bartlesville Community Center, so we hope to fill each and every one of those seats. We will have enough food. We're over 300 people, so you all come on out and
remember the fishes and the loaves. This is going to be, eggs and stuff.
Finger food. So it'll be, we have a little bit of mini quiche. We have mini scones. We'll have coffee and juice. We'll have a fruit salad.
Really
so
nice.
It'll be nutritious. So, I made sure of that. I'm also a nurse, so I don't like to not have healthy food when I have an event planned. So.
We'll fuel your body, not fatten you up.
Exactly. Yeah. Get you started for the day.
This is wonderful. Now, planning an event like this, kind of the first of its kind, you told us you had a lot of folks helping you out with the organization of it all. I kind of get the feeling that everyone's pretty confident this is going to go just smooth as silk. But just getting it to that last moment, I know that everyone thinks they go down that list. Oh, my gosh. Is everybody going over the checklist right now? I imagine they are.
We are. In fact, we have a meeting next Wednesday. I think it's the 5th at the community center. And we are going to be meeting in the community hall. And I'm going to be handing out the diagram of how the tables are going to be, letting everybody know what we've done so far and if there are any questions or advice. So,
So once again, I want to remind everyone that this is the first annual Governor's Prayer Breakfast, and this will be coming up on February 18th, 7 a.m. at the Community Center, Bartlesville Community Center. And you can thank Deb and her hearty team of volunteers, Deb Cook, of course, the coordinator here, for getting this all assembled on such short notice. If someone told me in October, hey, mid-February, you think you could swing this? Okay. So there was a lot of phone calls that had to be made, a lot of groundwork, too, I imagine.
So I want to stop there and give God the glory, because whenever I'm asked to do anything, I always go to the Father first. In fact, when I was asked to do this, I said, give me a night. I need to hear from the Lord. And I did hear from the Lord. So for me, it's not hard work. It's fun work.
Joyful work.
Hope I don't cry here, but it's joyful work. And so the Lord just puts me with the right people at the right time, gives me favor. And so it's actually fun. So it never seems really hard. And another thing, I've been planning the National Day of Prayer for years. So this is nothing new for me as far as what needs to be done. So,
great. Yeah. You know, you put that in really good perspective there about communing with the Lord and everything. Because so many people find so much stress in their life trying to figure this out. Mm-hmm. And the sure thing is that, you know, relax, take it easy. And let the Lord, and know that the Lord has already figured it out for you.
Yeah, we can do the work, or we can pray and let the Lord do the work. Yeah. And I tend to want to pray and let the Lord do the work.
Yeah, so. it just moves a little easier that way.
Oh, yeah, and it brings you closer to the Lord, and
It does. Well, it's been a blessing to have you here in studio and to meet you for the first time, Deb. Very, very nice. And, of course, great success coming up for you, and we hope everyone can attend on the 18th. What time are the doors open for the event? 7?
So, actually, we will be there at 6 in the morning.
Okay.
But don't come at 6. we'll be setting up. The greeters will be coming. Mm-hmm. All the volunteers will be coming. We'll be setting up the food and everything. So actually, the food, the breakfast starts at 7. So I would say like about 10 till 7 if you want to get that early. But so 7 o'clock, food starts. 7:15, we'll have music and slides from Oklahoma City.
And then
the simulcast starts right at 7:25.
Wonderful. Yeah. Deb, thank you very much for being on board. And thanks for sharing this wonderful news with us today.
Yes. Thank you, Tom, for having me.
All righty. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And it's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motors. It's the